Well, really, really lovely to have Anca Adams is here. She is the head of advocacy and strategic communications at CAMFED Charity. And of course, I must tell you just a little bit about the CAMFED Charity. It invests in girls and women in the poorest rural communities in sub-Saharan Africa, where girls face acute disadvantage and where their empowerment is now transforming communities. Well, there we are. I must introduce you. Good morning, Anca.
That's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
It is, but it's very important, isn't it? We talk about it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it, Susie.
That's okay. Now, we were talking earlier about what's it like, isn't it, for students in the UK to start school, colleges, universities. And I was talking earlier, very, very aptly, about my own son, who's just started at university. And you want to ask me a question, don't you?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, what does it mean for you and what does it mean for your son,
well,
back to school?
That is a very good question. I often think how lucky my children are to be able to go to any sort of school education in the UK. Of course, we have got school fees, but they're still able to go and to manage that quite well. My son is at a lovely university. He's doing military history, and he's he's so looking forward to it. And he has, well, I just dropped him off at Halls of Residence, and it is a fantastic place. And my goodness, I wish I was doing that when he was younger. So the potential is there to educate and to go on and do good things. But you're going to tell me something else, aren't you?
Well, no, I think the potential is absolutely there. And I think that's what we're all about. Mm. Susie, just stepping back and looking what the situation, the back to school situation is like for many children and most especially girls in sub-Saharan Africa. So in rural areas, while some girls are going back to school right now, others are sitting at home, others are getting married at the young age of 13 or 14, because that's the only way their family can see that that girl will be supported, that money will come into the family, because poverty is so extreme in some of the rural areas where we work. There is a massive desire amongst girls to go to school, but the barriers for girls, especially at secondary level, are huge.
Mm, what, just give me an example of barriers then. What would be one of the prime examples?
So here in the UK, there's obviously a big outrage about fees at college. But what a lot of people don't know is that in many countries in sub-Saharan Africa, at the government schools, there are fees for children, often at primary level, but most especially at secondary level. When the school fees rise to such an extent that they're often more than a family's income for an entire year. And this is a situation where lots of families are subsistence farmers. Some of them have never even dealt with cash. They've never held cash in their hand. But most importantly, the AIDS epidemic has had such a devastating effect that we have families where a grandmother is bringing up 10 of her grandchildren, because both of the parents have died of HIV/AIDS. We've got situations where children are in child-headed households. So maybe a 14-year-old is looking after her siblings. She's working the farm. She's fetching the water. She's trying to get enough food. School is just a distant dream for her, but she sees her friends going to school. She sees them proud in their uniforms, and uniforms are a requirement in this context. She sees them and she wishes she were there. Now, the cost is a massive barrier. On top of that, poverty as a psychology that often also says, I don't even deserve to be there. That's something I cannot even reach for. You know, those children in their lovely uniforms, they deserve to be there. I don't, you know, I have to look after my siblings. We've got, you know, illness, HIV, AIDS. We've got the distance. There are very few secondary schools. They're much further away from villages and people's homes. So the danger to adolescent girls of attack, for example, sexual attack, is something that might also keep families from keeping their daughters at home. We've got the issues of periods. It's a serious issue. Imagine that if you're too poor to afford a school uniform, then you're definitely too poor to afford sanitary wear. So we're talking about girls using leaves, old rags, anything to protect themselves. And in a school scenario, it becomes so embarrassing. I mean, we've all been there to a very different extent. But imagine if you have no real protection. Imagine. So girls, even when they get to school, are missing school for reasons of, you know, when they're menstruating, for example. So there are all sorts of barriers that keep girls from secondary school. But what we know is when girls access school, they have the power to transform their families, their communities, and their nations, because they will have they will earn more, you know, they'll have a chance at having a job, they'll bring 25% more income per year at secondary school into their household and their community. Of course, they will have many fewer children, they will have healthier children, they'll have them later. They're less likely to get into child marriages, so which has a huge risk, you know, of sexual abuse, of dying during childbirth. They're much less likely to be abused in any other way because they'll know how to stand up for themselves. And having smaller families and being able to start businesses means that they will then be role models to the next generation and show parents and local leaders what's possible when you take a girl to school and she graduates and becomes a leader in her community.
Anka, how do you identify? I know that we've just talked about the barriers, but identifying, because when you identify an area, you almost want to sort of educate every single woman there or girl. How do you make sure that you are going to a place where you can identify them and then they're able to spread their wings and help others in the community?
That's really, really important. And the CAMFED model is really quite unique, and we've been around for almost 25 years. And the way that CAMFED was set up, it was all about talking to local community leaders and saying, what's going on here? Why aren't the girls in school? Looking at what they perceive the barriers to be, and then having communities get together in committees, including local chiefs, including social workers, including heads, including teachers and parents, and now, of course, our alumni, to say, what are the barriers girls face and how can we as a community take responsibility for that and work together? And they are the ones who then look at the most vulnerable in their community because they have that local knowledge and basically pass that list to our national office and CAMFED, who are also all local nationals, to say these are the girls that need financial support. And then we say, and what are you as a community bringing to the table? And the community will bring their own support to the table, and the mothers will say, well, we don't have any money, but we've got our labour. And the chief will say, I have some land, you can plant food. And the mothers will say, right, we plant food, we'll get together, we will provide meals at the school to bridge the gap of hunger, which is also a very big gap. And then our graduates will come out and support even more. But I think we need to talk about our graduate network a little bit more later.
I think we're going to have to. I'm going to put some travel news on, and then I'm going to do some music because it's a really important subject. And I'm going to have a little break with Anka, and we're going to discuss some more. And then we're going to give you some more news about CAMFED, this charity-based charity in Cambridge. But I'd love to do that, talk some more. So hang on in there. Let's have some travel news, and we'll come straight back. Anka Adams from CAMFED is a charity that supports women and girls in sub-Saharan Africa. And we were talking about, obviously, rallying community support within the areas of Africa and how CAMFED provide the fees for school. Is that right, Anka?
Yes. So CAMFED provides school fees. We provide school uniforms, shoes, sanitary protection, everything girls need to go to school financially. We also train teachers as teacher mentors to look after the psychological welfare of the most vulnerable girls at school, because as we discussed, poverty comes with a lot of emotional issues, especially when you lose a parent or a sibling. So, and the schools that we work in, and we work with 5,300 partner schools across 5 countries, are all government schools, so that the benefits of CAMFED's program devolve not just to the students we directly support, but to pupils within all of those schools, and that governments can take up and replicate the programs that we help to support.
We've got someone, we've got a lovely lady, Alice Sasha, who, which we hear from her because she is, she has been helped, hasn't she? She is the alumni. You're pointing to you. Go on, say, you've actually...
Yeah, I just wanted to say, so give a little bit introduction about what Alice stands for before we hear from her. So CAMFED is very unique in that the very first graduates of our secondary programs got together and said, what next? We are in rural isolation. We graduate from school. Where are the jobs? There are no jobs. When we go to cities, we're vulnerable to abuse. We're rural girls. We don't really know. How do we connect with each other, and how do we upskill so that we can become independent after school and become role models for the next generation of girls and show those people, those doubters, how important it is to educate a girl. So they got together, formed a network. Camfit supports those young women, and now they are leaders in their communities in their own right. They get entrepreneurship training, financial literacy training, sexual reproductive health training. They bring their knowledge back into schools as role models. They are being elected as district officials. They're looked up to from local chiefs and leaders, and they're making change not just in their own communities but at national level. They're stepping up to UN level. One of those examples is Alice from Zambia. She's got an amazing story. She was almost a child bride, so close. Her mum was desperate, 10 children, the father had passed away, no other income. Camfed stepped in, supported her through school. She started a business. She made enough money to put herself through university, and now she's come back to work with Camfed and schools to keep girls in school and out of child marriage. But she will say it best, so.
Let's hear from Alice now. Just coming, it is just coming.
My name is Alice Saisha from Sanka District in Zambia. I grew up in rural poverty with my widowed mother. We are a family of 10 and I'm the last born. It was kind of hard for her to take us all to school. So to supplement her efforts, I had to work as a maid after school hours and I had to sell cassava leaves. This was so exhausting and had to chew up most of my study time. You can imagine we lived in a house which was unfinished. And sometimes we had to have one meal in a day. Sometimes just a glass of water would do. At the age of 14, I was destined to be a child bride. At that point, Camfed picked me on the scholarship at Zambia Secondary School. The school-based committee selected me to be on the scholarship, and that was when my dreams were ignited. I was so excited and happy to know that I could still persevere in my life. To me, that was a turnaround. To me, that was a door opening to show me which direction to go. I'm currently supporting 4 orphan children, of which 2 I found in an abandoned house. So those 2 are now assured of shelter, they're assured of 3 meals in a day, and they have all returned to school. I'm working with committees such as the Camfed District Committee, and it's so interesting working with them because those are the people who mentored me whilst I was in school. You know, there's one of the CDC members, Jennifer, she's always like, Alice, I'm glad to work with you. I always look forward to your contributions during meetings. You are an inspiration to rural young women. I knew you were destined to be big. And that just makes me smile and it just motivates me. So to me, it's been brilliant working with Camfed. It's been brilliant working with Kama. I'm now the District Operations Secretariat, working right there in my district where I grew up and went to school. And I'm here now to make a difference. I am an advocate of change. We are the Campaign for Female Education. Join us.
That was fantastic to listen to. That was Alicia Seisha, and she grew up in rural Zambia. She's still there, actually. I'm sorry, glad to say. Anka, what can we say about that after?
Well, we can say that not only is she in rural Zambia working there, she now supports 11 children herself to go to school. And she is the UN Girls Education Initiative Youth Advocate. So she goes to the Girls Education Initiative, and she's not only the voice of youth, but she actually drives forward the programs and brings her own experience of poverty and the barriers that girls face to the UN. She recently met with Emma Watson. She's met with Gloria Steinem. She's just inspired feminists, Western feminists, in a whole new way because Alice actually walks the talk in a major way, and we love her. And I've met her, and she's just wonderful. So, and like many of our alumni, she's supporting more girls to go to school, and that is the importance of Camfed's work. So, on average, each of our alumni supports at least 2 more girls with her own financial resources to through secondary school. And that's how Camfed's been able to make a pledge that within 5 years, we will support 1 million girls at secondary school across sub-Saharan Africa. And we are not a large charity, but we're trying to say to the international community, if we can do this, what can governments do? What can the world do if only they put their money where their mouth is? Because girls' education is actually at the bottom of some of the biggest issues we have on this planet right now. If you can get girls into school, all those other issues, all those global goals that we have set ourselves can be solved, and only at that point will they be solved. So it's very exciting, and we have just celebrated we now have 100,000 members in our CAMA alumni network, 100,000 young women who are actively joining to drive that change in their community. So together with them and their communities, we are going to reach that goal. We're just about halfway there now.
I was going to ask the question, what makes it so different from any other Cambridge charity? But I think you've literally answered that question. But if you want to just give us some idea of why it's so different in Cambridge, this wonderful CAMFED charity.
I think it is impact. I think it's the fact that we don't lose sight of the girls that we support. We don't sponsor girls. We support and ignite change in a community so that the change spreads so much further than a single girl. And the young women are absolutely inspirational, and they are the role models who are going back into schools and just changing the dynamics, changing the gender game in their schools, showing men what can be done, gaining respect, not working against men, but working with men. Very, very important. Local chiefs, district officials, the pride in those communities is palpable. We are not separate. Those communities see themselves as CAMFED, as the Campaign for Female Education. And we are better known in the rural communities in Africa than we are in the streets of Cambridge. And that is very much how it should be in many ways, but we are not a marketing machine, and we kind of need to be. So this conversation is also about Cambridge and being proud of what you have in your midst here, being proud of an impactful organization, supporting that organization, finding out more.
So that's a good point, because it is a Cambridge-based charity. How can we get involved? I mean, we need to be able to interact more with the website. We need to see exactly what you've been telling us about on the website. So the website is camfed.org/ourimpact is one of the pages I'm on at the moment, but there are several pages, and it gives a very, very detailed analysis of where you are, where you've come from, and what you're doing now. The way forward at the moment for you in Cambridge, what would be the way forward for Ang?
So we have on top of celebrating our 100,000 CAMA members, we have a very exciting double match campaign that's coming up in October. We can't say too much about it right now, but it's going to launch on International Day of the Girl. So it'd be really great if people can just join us, have a look, get on Twitter, just like us on Twitter, join us. You might see some very, very interesting posts on our Twitter page, because very recently, Angeline, who was one of the very first girls we supported through school in Zimbabwe, she is now regional executive director across Africa. And she was on stage with Rihanna at the Diamond Ball on Thursday.
Thank you, Anki Adams. That was fantastic to talk to you. It was really, really lovely to be able to hear this. Fantastic charity. Please get involved. Anki Adams from CAMFED, Cambridge-based charity helping rural men, girls and women in rural Africa. I'm going to leave you now with 4 or 5 seconds, Rihanna, Kanye West and Paul McCartney. Anki chose this, so I'm going to give it. And then we're going to have the news after that. But thank you, Anki, very much indeed.
Thanks so much for having me.